Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, hit a record high yesterday. And this morning, the air is thick as a wall out there. You notice on your walk over here that it was dramatically more humid, Joshua?
Yeah, actually, I started to notice it last night.
Yeah, it's like you had to swim here.
No good.
Yeah, well, it is going to change, but it also means we're going to get rain, and the front arrives late tomorrow and starts to change things, and then our rain chances go up, particularly for Friday and Saturday. So we've got that to look forward to. If you're tired of watering your lawn, as so many people are doing to try and keep it growing, which I'm not sure why people want to keep their lawns growing, because that just means you have to cut it more, but nonetheless, they are. And they're letting the kids run through the sprinklers as well, so there's that added benefit. Encouraging news in these latest numbers. The most encouraging thing that we heard in the latest state stats for Louisiana is that 44 fewer people are on ventilators now than were a day earlier. So that means a combination of things. Officials say doctors are doing a better job of getting people recovering more quickly and not needing the ventilator. And it means there are fewer new cases of people coming in who need a ventilator. So if you're looking for encouraging news, that's it right there. The governor says we are flattening the curve, that we have seen now 3 days in a row of signs that the curve is starting to flatten out. But that comes with the caveat, of course, that if people don't continue social distancing, don't continue to stay at home, we could destroy all of that progress in a heartbeat.
I'm trying to understand this whole St. John Parish thing.
Yeah, it is very upsetting that St. John the Baptist Parish leads the nation in per capita deaths. It spread through that community like wildfire all of a sudden. And the epidemiologists are still trying to figure out why. If it was a factor of people just not social distancing there, if St. John just happens to have a much higher number of people with those predisposed illnesses and conditions that make you more likely to die from coronavirus. We can see clearly from the state stats that people with hypertension make up more than 66% of the people who die from this disease. So people with high blood pressure are dying far more than people without high blood pressure, but also people with diabetes, chronic kidney disease, heart disease, and a number of other conditions, obesity, are all leading to more likely death from coronavirus than if you don't have those conditions. So the epidemiologists are trying to figure out what's going on in St. John. There is testing again today in St. John from 9 a.m. to noon for anybody from St. John the Baptist Parish who has symptoms and feels like they need to be tested. You can go to the parking lot across the street from Ochsner on Airline Highway in LaPlace from 9 a.m. to noon. They'll do that today and tomorrow. Now, the drive-through testing at the Ilario Center and at UNO Lakefront Arena, today may well be the last day for that. Dr. Jennifer Avegno told me that the feds are ready to bring that program somewhere else because we now have the highest testing per capita in anywhere except Iceland in the entire world.
Even New York?
Yeah, even New York. Mm-hmm. New Orleans it has better testing per capita than anywhere in the world. Everywhere in the country, for sure, and anywhere in the world except for Iceland.
Iceland beat us.
Yeah, well, I don't know the factors in Iceland that allowed that. But the point is, though, that they are not going to support these sites beyond today or maybe tomorrow. They're waiting to see how many tests they have at the at the end of the testing today, which runs from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at UNO Lakefront Arena and at the Ilerio Center. So if you have symptoms, cough, shortness of breath, history of fever recently, you can go to Ilerio Center or UNO Lakefront Arena, and anybody can go to those sites, regardless of where you live, and get drive-through testing without getting out of your car today. But today may be the last day. And in St. John, only St. John residents can do that. The other testing sites across the metro area and around the state, you have to have a doctor's order to go to those other sites. These are the only three sites in the state where you can go if you just have the symptoms. So there's that. Looking for some other good news? Italy is reporting a starting decline in the number of cases and deaths, finally. They're not lifting any orders yet. They're not saying people can move about, but they are saying that they're starting to see they're on the downslope of the peak of the curve in Italy. And, of course, they got it earlier than we did here, so that's some encouragement. They've been on lockdown for 11 weeks in Wuhan, China. Last night, they lifted the lockdown there.
Wuhan's been lifted.
Yep.
I saw a video of some resort in China that was getting overrun with crowds because they had been lifting limitations and people were going and visiting like tourist spots again.
Yeah, you know.
And it looked terrible.
I don't know that we'll just have that here where you just lift it and everyone, all right, go. It's over. I have a feeling we're going to phase out the lockdown.
I'd imagine there'd be some hesitation amongst the vast majority of people to just run out and be in a crowd again.
Yeah, I don't see
even if
the
was
day
all
that they say, okay, we're lifting the lockout, that Bourbon Street's going to have 100,000 people the next
right.
night. I would hope not anyway. But who knows? We'll see how that all works out. They don't have a plan that they've released yet for phasing out or lifting a lockout here because we're just not there yet. It took 11 weeks in Wuhan. We're just into, what, the fourth week here in New Orleans. So thank you, Joshua. We will talk to you again after the news at 5:30 here on WWL. Talk more about what they're doing in China. And they are putting some limitations on people moving about. And it requires that they have verification of their exposure to coronavirus and if they have recently been exposed to it and could still be spreading it. We'll take a look at that further as the morning unfolds here on the early edition of WWL First News. Heard from Miles Brennan, the next quarterback for the LSU Tiger football team. I don't know when that season's going to start. Hopefully it'll be on time. We don't know yet. We'll hear from him coming up in WWL Sports with Steve Geller. Told you the weather is a change in. We'll get your full forecast from Mr. Meteorologist Dave Nussbaum coming up as well right after this. Thanks for joining us on the early edition of WWL First News as today we celebrate Hump Day. Someone did text us at 87870. He says, camel, 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 camel. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. At the bottom of the hour, we'll do that for you. Someone else says, hey, Dave, what day is it? Come on, I know you know. Yes, I do know. Text messages also coming in at 87870 about word that we are making progress in our fight against COVID-19 here in Louisiana. And the governor says we're starting to see the flattening of the curve. But are you confident that as the news continues to hopefully be positive and move closer to good news daily, that people will continue to remain on lockdown? People will continue to follow the stay home and social distancing orders? Text me at 87870. Do you think the public gets it now and will continue to follow the instructions that the governor continues to give? Or do you think they're going to screw it up and reverse it by suddenly deciding that, oh, okay, I've heard good news. That means we can go ahead and go out, right? Let's hope not. 527, Dave Cohen, the early edition of WWL First News. So I think that when sports does start to return, golf will probably be the first one back because it is so easy to play while staying away from each other. And, I mean, they may have to eliminate caddies maybe, and pro golfers are going to have to pull their own clubs out of their own bags, but I think they can handle that. And NASCAR, obviously, by design, you're staying at least 6 feet apart because you're in a car. Now, they do crash into each other and get awfully close to each other, but other than that, and I think there are some issues with the pit crew, those seem to be the two easiest in terms of social distancing to bring back first. The others, I think, is going to be far more involved, and a lot of science is going to have to go into it. Text messages are coming in at 870-870 on the fact that we are starting to see the flattening of the curve here in Louisiana, in New York, and some other hotspots, but they don't think it's going to last. One person says, I say the public will screw it up. A lot of us down here got some hard heads. Yeah, that's for sure. Another person says, we are starting to see the curve flatten in Louisiana, but with Easter coming up, a lot of people I see on social media are planning get-togethers. Yeah, please don't do that, folks. Come on. And if you do boil crawfish in your backyard, just have one person boil them and then dole them out to the immediate family that lives in your house and in on different tables. Everyone gets their own table. There you go. That's the way we can do social distancing. All right, coming up, we will talk more about how they are starting to open things back up in Wuhan, China, after 11 weeks on lockdown there, and what that looks like and how it might look here. You can also text me at 870-870 on what you think should be the plan for once the lockdown is lifted here, once the stay-at-home orders are no more. How should we properly celebrate the end of the pandemic here in Louisiana? I'm Dave Cohen. It's the early edition of WWL First News. Text message comes in at 870-870, says, I think people are going to start leaving their houses and start having big gatherings for Easter this weekend. Let's hope not. Most of the churches are not doing anything. There's a few outliers.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.